Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you. Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
When you're gone, Bryan Adams, as we conclude Bryan Adams Week, we're going to be playing music from individuals or bands that, surprisingly to me at least, aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's going to kind of carry the theme for the next few weeks here on the show.
Yeah, why isn't Bryan Adams in it?
I don't get it. He's a Canadian.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's where I was going. Is that why?
Max said they shouldn't let him in Cleveland. Do you have anything you'd like to say to Max?
Max gets really tough when I'm in the West location.
Yes, he does, doesn't he?
It's unbelievable how tough he gets.
The guess who aren't it? Max.
And guess where they're from.
Oh, good one. Guess who? Joanna Chadwick joins us. Sorry for that, Joanna. We're sorry you had to listen to that. And our listeners, too.
I had to be really honest. I'm kind of sitting here with my mouth open thinking, why the heck am I on this? Because y'all are just weird.
I don't know what it is, but when I get with the Lutz boys, I lose some brain function.
Well, yeah.
All your cool points disappear.
And trust me, he doesn't have that much to lose.
Oh, no. It's teetering on very minimal.
So, we've got another night coming up, week three of the high school football season. And a game we always circle the calendar for, Bishop Carroll Derby, tonight being played at Bishop Carroll. Bishop Carroll really had to fight hard to beat Capon last week. I'll ask you about Capon here shortly. Derby, after losing in week one, really had its hands full with Newton. So what are we to expect? I don't feel like I have a good feel for either of these teams right now.
Capon, they won. You know, they put up 56 points in their game last night. I mean, they've been putting up points, and they put up several, too. Carroll has had really close games, and I think that it's because they played quality opponents. It's another test for them tonight. I think I was surprised by the fact that Derby struggled with Newton as much as they did. That may be my long bias of watch struggle. They do have kind of a they do have some offensive guys who are really pretty strong, and there's another Rumsburg coming through there. And, of course, what do we know about the Rumsburg family? They're fast. So, Derby's defense seems to be struggling, but, I mean, honestly, the offense has not been as versatile as I expected it would be, and I think part of that has to do with maybe some injuries in the wide receiver ranks. They only threw the ball, I think, 8 times last week against Newton now. Dylan Edwards had like 272 rushing or 241 rushing, and Lem Wash had 172. So, I mean, clearly they're making up for it on the ground, but at the same time, if you're a top-level team like they expect to be every year, you need more versatility to beat a team like Carroll.
Yeah, and so going into this game, how do you think it's going to pan out? You know, you're playing a good team in Carroll. You've been struggling a little bit if you're Derby, not what anybody expected. What's the key to Bishop beating Derby tonight?
Well, you know, Bishop Carroll, first of all, I mean, let me just, Derby may have a loss to an incredibly quality Mill Valley team, and Carroll has not played a team that's on the level of Mill Valley. So let's just point that out right there. Won by a combined, what, 4 points, something like that. Carroll hasn't exactly been rolling, but they've got a really good team with Hunter Trail in their backfield and Aiden Needing at quarterback. But I refuse to make a pick on this game because I literally have no idea what is happening. Sorry.
Are you in your classroom? Because you're not coming through loud and clear. That's okay.
Rock by Connell, and that tends to be a little bit shaky.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep going with you until the next. Glitch, and then we'll drop you like a lead balloon.
Such a nice guy.
I know.
Garden Plain and Cheney. This has always been, forever and ever, an interesting matchup. Garden Plain certainly has owned the rivalry for quite a few years, but this is a Cheney team that looks to be maybe a cut above what we've seen from even some of the good Cheney teams. They play tonight. Both 2-0. What are your thoughts?
You know, Cheney, the way that they handled Belle Plaine, that says a lot to me about what that level that team is playing at right now, because Belle Plaine, they've got a lot of those same kids back from their very special season a year ago. And so I would expect this to be excellent. I love this rivalry. I mean, I think, these teams are so close together that I would even put up with the way Cheney's been playing the past few years. I'd put this rivalry right up there with Garden Plain Conway Springs.
Well, 2 weeks in, any surprises that you've seen or that you're kind of shocked with? Anything that is going on that you'd just like to chat about here a little bit?
Well, I mean, and I say this at the risk of possibly upsetting some people, but I'm really surprised by Capen. And I admit I'm obviously not as involved in the ins and outs of what every team has on their offensive line and who they're bringing back. But I mean, frankly, Capen has struggled for quite some time, and as excellent of a coach as I believe Weston Sharks is, the fact of the matter is a coach doesn't take a couple win team and turn it into this sort of a program without having some awfully good players in there. So I don't know if they're playing out of their minds, if Weston has really just gotten them emotionally at that level and hungry. Maybe that's what it is. I don't have an answer for that, but Capen is the team that's really got me surprised.
I think Weston was so excited to get this opportunity and to go over to Capen. Kind of a huge change, and I mean, it's still coaching football, but it's kind of a life change, a life-changing situation. I think it's rubbing off on those Capen players. I think his enthusiasm, his excitement, and certainly he knows the game. So that would be what I would say was leading to this real resurgence in Capen football. And it'll be fun to watch them. They certainly don't have a schedule like Bishop Carroll has, but they had to scramble to get teams on their schedule. And I think they're a team certainly to watch. Another team, Joanna, that I wanted to ask you about, and I would have answered Jason's question with Mays South, because they not only look good, they look like potentially a juggernaut team with a tremendous offense. They play against Hutchinson tonight. Hutch is 2-0, but it's a soft 2-0. I expect Mays South to win that one handily. What are your thoughts on Mays South?
So, I mean, and I can almost imagine what you're going to say when I say this, but I'm not surprised by Mays South. Number one, it's a team that is consistently one of the top defensive programs. And then you think about the fact that they're bringing back their quarterback and they're running back, and they've got a lot of key. I mean, man, I saw them play Andover Central last year when both those teams were unbeaten, and they are a physical program. And they just consistently have, depth. And I think that when you look at high school football, I think it maybe depth is maybe one of the areas that we overlook the most, because you could have a great quarterback. I mean, how many times did Bishop Carroll in the, you know, the 2000s, where they had great quarterbacks, or late 1990s, and they lost a quarterback every time, for like four straight years. And so when you have depth, it really makes a difference in how you can make a run in your class.
Yeah, that's a good point. And before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about an individual player who, through 2 weeks, has really opened eyes, and that's sophomore quarterback Wesley Fair at Collegiate. That's been interesting to watch as well.
And, you know, he is an athlete, and he this is a kid I've known since he was really young. And he, over the summer, definitely put on some weight, some muscle. He's a really nice basketball player as well. He's athletic. And so seeing what he's doing out there is really nice to be able to watch him find that success on the football field, which I've always known him more as a basketball player.
All right, we appreciate you coming on. Are you headed to Bishop Carroll tonight, or are you gonna chill at home?
I am not. We'll probably watch it on the live stream. I am looking forward to next week. We'll actually be able to go to the homecoming game at Derby, because we'll actually be allowed to come in. But, you know, everybody has clamped down so much on football nights, and I'm excited that the City League, I know that they've opened it up for instance, Northwest is having senior night, and parents can actually go and see that game. So I think that is kind of cool, and maybe we'll get more of a semblance of life before COVID at some of these games.
And one of these days, I'm interested in getting kind of a roundtable to put together on City League public school football and talk about it a little bit. I'll get with you on that, okay?
Okay, well, I'm completely intrigued, because that's out of the blue. I would love to talk about it. You got my number.
All right. There's Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. A beautiful Friday night for football.
It is.
Your Mays Eagles taking on 0-2 Newton, but Newton's had two tough games. They played Andover Central, which reached the semifinals in the playoffs last year, I believe. Maybe the finals. And then Derby, which won a 6A title. So Newton will be a test for the Mays Eagles tonight.
Do I look worried, Bob?
No, you know, you won't lose any sleep.
No, I will not.
We'll be back in a minute. Hour number two, The Drive on KFH.
KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.